Welcome to the Amber Diaries podcast. I am your host, Zaria Amber. To all of my day ones who's been with me since 2018 when we first kickstarted off the Amber Diaries, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for returning. And for all of you people who are new, y'all don't know what to do yet. So go ahead and grab your wine, grab your favorite drink, a pen and paper, and let's go ahead and get into the podcast. Okay, so today's title is called The Waiting Room. And you're probably wondering, the waiting room? Girl, what are you talking about? What do you mean, the waiting room? So for the waiting room, think of it like this. Whenever you go to the doctor, right? You just can't go walk into your doctor's office or room or whatever and be like, yeah, I want you to see me right now. Like, that's just not how it works. So before you can even see the doctor, no matter how cool you are with your doctor, because me and my doctor, that's my boy, I just can't walk in and be like, yeah, bro, today I need you to see me, because no, I have to go through the whole process. So first you gotta call them up, make your appointment, okay? After you make your appointment, then you gotta actually show up to the daggone appointment. Once you show up to the appointment, you're still not immediately going in to see your doctor. You're not seeing him first. You still may have to sign some paperwork. You may have a copay that you gotta pay. It's gonna be a few steps. So then, even let's say after you've signed all your paperwork, you know, paid your copay, now you still gotta wait. You still gotta wait. You're waiting on the nurse to come get you, come check vitals, da 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 da. And even still, you're still not seeing the doctor yet. You're not seeing bro. Bro is still either in his office writing up some paperwork, or sis, because every doctor is not a man. So what, for me, we'll say my doctor is a man. So bro gonna be in the office doing his paperwork, or he may be with another patient. So in that time, I still gotta sit in the waiting room, and I got to wait. I still have to wait. And once I get back to the back and I'm actually sitting there, my vitals have been checked, I've talked to the nurse, da 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 da, guess what? Still gotta wait. Like, you're not immediately seeing this doctor, bro. You're just not seeing him like that. So finally, after you've waited a little bit, then your doctor comes in. Your doctor goes over a few things with you, talks to you a little bit. You know, like, if you got that type of rapport with your doctor, y'all probably may be in there talking about life, this, that, and the third. It just depends. Everybody's thing is going to be a little different, but hold up. We'll get into that. Just wait. I'm going to have another sip of my wine. So now, you're in the back. You're talking to the doctor. You're letting him know everything that's going on. He's listening to you, this, that, and the third. Y'all are catching up if y'all got that good rapport. And then he'll start to go over things with you to let you know, okay, so based off of XYZ, we need to do ABC before you can do anything else moving forward. And that's just how that process goes. So that's going to be a little, you know, hopefully that sits in the back of your mind. Just think about going to the doctor's office and how you have to just wait. You don't immediately go in and see that doctor. So think about this. So the reason why I call this title The Waiting Room is because we're always, always, no matter where you are in life, no matter how far you are on your spiritual journey, no matter what you do, how much money you make, you're always in a waiting room, whether you see it or you don't. You're there. You're honestly always there. And the reason why I say that is with God, like, he's not going to immediately give you everything it is that you want. It just doesn't work that way. It never has, and it never will. Sometimes he wants us to wait. And during that waiting phase, like, that's you getting prepared. So for the example that I gave before we got started, the waiting room and the doctor either in the office looking over paperwork, writing up reports, or dealing with another patient. That's his process of him having to make sure that he's doing what he got to do before he reaches you. And that's just like yourself. Like, you have to make sure that you're doing what you have to do before you can get those things that you're wanting out of life. So while you're in this waiting room, and honestly, just like in the doctor's office, that's why I say, like, this example, if y'all keep it in the back of your mind, like, all of it will start to click for you. And if you're watching this, so we'll stop right here, y'all. If you're a day one, you already know how this goes. I can be talking into something, I can stop, and I can come back to it. So for everybody that's new, y'all don't really know how I rock yet, but y'all will get on board and y'all will be okay with it. And if not, bye-bye. But this time, something that we're doing a little different is I am actually recording and I can see myself through the back of my phone case, and I'm using my hands like crazy. I talk with my hands, so once y'all see this actual recording, excuse me with the hands. I can't help it. I can't just sit here and be like, so when y'all see the recording, for those who are listening, you're gonna be like, okay, I see what she was talking about. I can't sit still. So bear with me. This top that I got on is gonna keep falling, so I'm gonna continue to pull it up because we don't want no nip slips, baby. That's not what we're looking for. That's not what we're here for. So back to the waiting room. So when you're in your personal waiting room, whatever that may look like for you, it could be many different reasons as to why you're there, why you're not able to move forward with your journey yet. It could be either A, there are some things that you still have to work through before you can receive the things that you're asking for. Two, honestly, a lot of times, just depending on the person, it really could be God's protection, trying to protect you either from yourself or somebody else that's outside of that waiting room that will get a hold of your little behind. Anyway, we'll go there. But that'll get a hold of your little behind and you won't be ready for it. You're not prepared. So that's why we have these seasons as to why we have to wait. We have these seasons as to why we have to go through all these different processes before we can get exactly what it is that we want. And there's nothing wrong with that. And again, it does not matter where you are in your journey. No matter how religious you are, no matter how spiritual you are, no matter who the hell you are or what the you do, y'all can fill in the blank. God gonna make you wait. He's going to make you sit in that room and wait. And while you're in there, the things that you want to be doing is figuring out, okay, why does he have me sitting? Like, why am I not able to continue forward with this project? Why is the right people not coming? Why is this? Why is that? Like, during this time, you're asking yourself why. So first the question is why? Why? Because I know when I'm at the doctor's office and I've been waiting for more than 2 minutes after I done signed my daggone paperwork, I'm sitting there and I'm like, why? Baby, why am I still here? We too tight for me to be sitting in the waiting room. I don't wait for nothing or nobody. Let me stop playing, because I can wait, but I ain't gonna wait long. So, you know, you're sitting in this waiting room and you're asking yourself why. Like, why am I here? Why am I waiting? Why? Once you figure out that why, now you gotta put some action behind what needs to be done. Because after you figure out your why, then you sit there and you figure out, okay, what needs to be done from here? Where do I need to go? Who do I need to connect with? Who can help me? Or even if you can help yourself as far as research, do the research and be done with what you gotta be done with. But in this phase, if there are people who are a part of your life who can help you on your journey, don't be afraid to go to them. Because at one point in time, somebody else that you know was in the same shoes that you're in right now. Somebody else that you know was sitting in the waiting room, in the same waiting room that you're sitting in now. The same exact one. And they've been through what you've gone through. Now, granted, I already know everybody's situation is not the same. And that's the best part of this. Let me tell you, that is the best part of this. The situations don't have to be the same, but God will place people in your path, on your journey, literally in your face to help you, to literally help you get to that next phase of life so that you can help somebody else. So when we're sitting in these different waiting rooms, and when I say in these different ones, I'm meaning because it's always going to be consistently happening. Even once you get past this current phase that you're in now, and you put forth the action to get to that next step, guess what? All that happens is the door literally opens. You leave that one waiting room that you're currently in, and you move over to the next one. It's always going to be a new step. It's always going to be, well, I'm not going to say always, but every now and again, you're going to experience an obstacle. That doesn't mean that you're a horrible person because you have to go through this obstacle. It's just a part of the way that things go. It's really just, it's all in it. It is literally all in it, baby. It's a part of the process. So once you start seeing these patterns and you're realizing like, dang, okay, I'm here again. Right now, God just got me sitting. Okay, so now I figured out my why. And now he's sending people on my journey to help me get better with this why and figure things out and move forward. Now I'm putting in the work. I'm putting in the action. I'm disciplined. I'm being consistent. And now he opens the door. Now Big G opens the door, and now you're able to go on. And then for a minute, and it's not like immediately he's gonna put you right back. It's never that. He's always gonna give you an opportunity to explore this new, whatever new phase it is for you. And I'm not saying that, and I'll never say that. So for the new people coming in, please understand that I will never say that your path gonna be the same as mine, or that your path gonna be the same as Little John down the street, or your little cousin, little Ray Ray. Like, not how it works, not how things operate. Everybody is going to experience something different, but we all have something that we can all bring to the table to help the next person. Well, ill hair just out of my mouth. But there's always going to be something that we can contribute to the next person. And when you get in those spaces where you're one of the individuals that's helping to contribute to that person, and oftentimes, honestly, and y'all can sit back and look at your own lives and the people in your lives, but oftentimes, sometimes the same people that you help, God will send you back to help them as well, and vice versa. Just depending on the person, depending on the situation, he can continue to keep building you up to help build that person up when they're down, and vice versa. And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that you're better than that next person because you're in a season where God got you out the rating room. I can't get my words right, but why God got you out the rating room. You could be that person. You could be there chilling, enjoying life, experiencing this new level that he has you on, this new journey, this new shift, whatever you want to call it, whatever floats your boat. Literally, whatever floats your boat. God can continue to use the same people over and over. Just depends. It literally just depends. And then also certain times he can send in new people, because sometimes these new places, these new experiences, these new journeys that we go on, it's going to require people who've been there. It's going to require people who have cried long, long damn nights, or who have worked late, late nights, or who've had to literally put themselves away from everybody else so they can get themselves together. And to answer y'all question at the beginning of the recording, where have I been? That's one of the things that I've been doing. That's a piece of the tea. Ain't gonna give y'all everything because y'all gotta keep coming back for more. Every month, once a month, keep coming back for more, okay? But that's a part of the tea. A part of the reason why the last episode was recorded in 2021 is I was being shifted. I was moved into a waiting room. Literally, moved into a waiting room. And God was working on me. God was working through me. God was even working through other people to help work on me. And I know it was a process. So to everyone who has been a part of the journey from 2021 when I last stopped recording this podcast up until now, I'm actually recording, what is today? Today is Wednesday. I believe it's the 28th. Yeah. Okay. So yes, today is Wednesday, the 28th that this is actually being recorded, but you guys will hear it on the 1st of March. So from 2021 up until today, the 28th of February, 2024, that's what I've been doing. I've literally been sitting, growing, learning, and just trying to get back to myself. Get back to my projects and get back to doing what I know how to do best. And that's just being me. But I say all that to say is, and even there's more to it. Some of you who personally know me, like, y'all know what's up because we here. But if some of you who don't and you really don't understand, but like I said, more episodes moving forward, I'll get a little bit deeper into certain things to give you all like a glimpse of what's been going on from 2021 until now. And well, by the time y'all hear this, it'll be March 1st, 2024. And then you'll have a better understanding of, okay, I see why sis hasn't been recorded. I see her. I see what she got going. But during my process, just to give my own little testimony or advice or whatever you want to call it, just so that y'all can see, like, from my perspective of what my particular waiting room looked like between this time period. God sat me down. And I mean all the way down. I went from having all of my own everything, to literally having to go back to depending on other people. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's nothing wrong with that. And I'm very appreciative. So November 2021, at this point, I moved back in with my parents. I had just left a really, really crazy relationship. And I moved back in to get my, stack my money up, do what I needed to do, get myself together, and then move on with whatever that next phase was. But during that process of me being with my parents, and stacking up my money, working, whatever, I was learning. I was growing. I was reading my Bible. I was connecting with God. I was journaling. Now granted, I still was having fun. Don't get me wrong, because I was going out doing my thing, as I do. But still in that process, I was making sure that I was catering to me, taking care of me. Also during that process, which I still do have my business, but we're sitting that to the side to work on some other things in the meantime, but more to come on that. That'll come back. But I was still working on my business at the time, starting to get more clientele, and my business started to grow. So by me being in that particular waiting room that God had me in, even though it was like life around me wasn't what I expected it to be or what I wanted to be at that time, God was still giving me the desires of my heart. He was sending me clients for my business. He was sending me people who was not asking, hey, can I get a discount? Or hey, can you make this for me, but I pay you 3 weeks from now? No. He was sending me people who had the cha-ching, who had the funds, and people who actually loved my work, who loved my creations. And look, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all know who you are. And some of y'all, I know y'all are listeners. Some of y'all are actually day one. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But during that process, like, God was still giving me different things. And the more that I spent time with him, the more that I started to see more and more goodness coming into my life. Now, granted, again, my life wasn't picture perfect. I didn't have everything it is that I wanted to have. And that was fine with me. Because one thing that I've learned in life is that you have to be grateful. You literally have to be grateful for everything. Gratitude is what's going to always, no matter what you're going through, gratitude will always take you to that next level. It's always going to take you to that next step. So if you're not grateful for the small things that you have, or big, if you're big bossing like that, if you're not grateful for it, what in the hell makes you think that God is going to continue to give you more? Or that your maker is going to give you more? Or that the universe is going to continue to give you more if you're not showing thanks for what you do have? If you're not showing thanks for the people that you have? God, the universe, your maker, whoever you want to call on, they're not going to give you nothing. You're still going to be sitting in the waiting room, but not only are you going to be sitting in the waiting room, but you're going to be sitting there with nothing. You're still going to be stuck on why. So it's very important for us to be grateful for everything. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Whether you got $5 in your pocket, $500, or $5 million, be grateful for what you have and make use of it. Make use of it. Go ahead and turn that dollar into $1 million now. It can happen. It can definitely happen. And so just moving forward, after I started to get all new clients and clients that paid. I'm talking clients that paid. These weren't no $20, $30. Like, auntie was making some cha-ching, okay? I was definitely making some money. And it honestly, by that allowed me to stack my money up even more. So mind you, at this point, I'm living with my parents. Yes, I'm working, but I'm not paying any bills. I'm not paying nothing. I'm not even paying for food. Look, I'm spoiled. I'm the only girl. So my family, they always go take care of me when I need them to. And I appreciate them for that every single time. And y'all gotta excuse me. I got a little cold. So if you're a sniffle, if I cough, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. So in this moment, I'm just stacking. The business is booming. The business is doing good, which helped me to be able to save more money. And when it was time for me to dip out and be back on my own, I was able to do that with no problems. But the reason I was able to do that is because I was patient. I was grateful for what I did have. I was grateful for the people that God placed in my life in that moment in time. I was grateful for them to even be in a position to be able to help me. Not even just my family, but other people that God brought along during that time frame. I'm over here like, oh my God. Oh my God. I think I just had a nip slip when I watched the video back. We may just have to crop this little part out, but we'll see. Hopefully that was not the case. Look, let me get myself together. Because this little top is cute now. It's real cute, but one wrong move and boop. And nipple gonna be all in your face. So we're moving forward now. So now I'm at a point where, now I'm still in my waiting room. I'm not out of there yet. I'm still there. So even though good things are happening in this process, I'm still not completely out. And at this point, we're in, let me see, 2022. Yeah. We're in 2022 at this point. So in 2022, I'm moving to my spot. Been here ever since, but ready to dip out. But that's neither here or there. I'm still grateful for what God has given me. So I moved into my spot. Everything's going well. My business is still booming. The business is booming. I'm still getting clientele coming in left and right. I'm having consistent clients that's coming back repeatedly. And I'm not talking about like, oh, well, this month I'm going to buy from you and then I'll buy 6 months, or I'll have you to create something for me and then I won't buy nothing again for another like 10, 11 months, which is fine. It's definitely fine. But these particular clients were literally coming like sometimes week after week, and not only for themselves, but it would be, not only for themselves, but they will be coming back for their mama, their sister, their daughters, their sons. Shout out to you. You know who you are. And I was so grateful. So grateful for that. Because that helped me. Like, once I left from being with my parents, which, so y'all gotta remember, that was during COVID. So this is still during that little weird ass phase. So going from being with people every day, having somebody to talk to, having somebody to lean on when I'm having a bad day, to now moving in my spot, I think I'm top shit again, everything's falling back into place, to now I'm still in that waiting room, but now I'm back to my why. Because now I'm like, okay, well, I have my place, business is doing well, work is going well, everything's going good. However, it's still something missing. So then, during that phase, I'm not afraid to admit it. I literally was like, okay, God, you're moving too slow for me. So let me try to speed this shit up myself. Literally, that's honestly like dead ass. That's how it went. Like, God, you're taking too long. I'm going to speed this up for the both of us. So you can go on and do whatever it is that you need to do with whoever else needs your help more than I do. And you can circle back to me when I figure this out. But that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Which is why bro still had me sitting. I wasn't even moving. I wasn't up. I wasn't being active. I wasn't doing anything inside of this waiting room. I'm literally sitting because at this moment in time, I'm thinking, I know better than Big G. And I know better than that. And if you know me, you know parents, pastors, grew up in the church, like, I know way better. Now, just because you know better, don't always mean that your ass do better. So I'm in this phase of, God, I know more than you. You got other people that you gotta handle. I got this. And in that phase of me thinking that I could do it all by myself, that I don't need God, that I don't need to spend time with him, crazy shit. And I mean, crazy shit started to happen. So now we're in 2023. And I'm kind of like trying to walk y'all through the phase. So y'all can kind of see like what my particular version of this waiting room looked like for me. Again, everybody's life is different. That's the best part of it. And everybody goes through different shit. That's also the best part of it. None of our shit is ever going to look the same. Now, it may be similar, but it's never going to be the exact boom, 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 just like it is for your cousin Lil John or your cousin Lil Ray Ray. Like, that just is what it is. So now we're in 2023. And actually, I kind of skipped some stuff, but that's cool. Like I told y'all, more tea will follow. Y'all just got to stay tuned to other episodes that will be coming. So now we're in 2023. Something super tragic happened within my life. And I basically had to get myself back together. I had to honestly get back to God and be like, okay, I can't do this by myself. I need you too, just like everybody else. I need you. I can't do this alone. It's not team of me. I need God. And then I also need him to send physical people in my life. Like, yes, it's always great to pray. It's always great to spend time with God, but he will send people to you. All you gotta do is ask. And also, not only do you have to ask, but if you know exactly, because some of us know like exactly what we need within those moments. And that doesn't mean like you go and do that shit by yourself. Don't do what I did. Please don't do what I did, because all that did honestly was slow me down. me thinking that I knew more than Big G. And at that moment in time, because I, like I said, I knew better. I just wasn't doing better. But me thinking that I knew more than Big G, that didn't work out too well for me. It really didn't. And it won't work out too well for you either. So just don't do it. Like, these one of those things where, you know how when you're young and they say, don't touch that stove, it's hot. But your badass wanna go and touch it anyway. This ain't one of those times. Don't touch that stove. So if I'm telling you, you never want to act like you know more than God or that you are Him. I'm telling you, nothing but tragic bullshit is gonna follow after that for you, because God gotta show you now. He gotta show you now that you're not the big dog that you thought you was. You're not over Him. Even the universe, if you're somebody who don't believe in God, or you're more so like, you know, I believe in the universe, or I believe, like, whatever you believe in. Because even within different faiths, different practices, honestly, it's all the same. It's literally all the same. It's just, it may be different words, it may be certain things that are similar, and it may be some things that are just super far out. And honestly, half the time, it's really not super far out. It's just, where is your mind? Can your mind be able to see a different perspective from what you're used to? And oftentimes we can't. And going back, for me personally, in that time that I thought I knew more than God, that was my perspective. So fast forward back. Now we're in 2023. I just experienced like some crazy tragic moment in my life, and now I'm like, okay, I need to get myself back together. But even then, it took a while. And even in that moment when I was like, all right, God, I'm calling back on you, I need you, come on down, do what you do, He still had me waiting. And honestly, in this phase, like, I felt like I was waiting for a very, very, very long time. And I know all of y'all are like, well, we're now in 2024, but for me, it wasn't until, and actually no, there's tragic stuff that happened to me. Well, 2023, there was some tragic things that happened, but the tragic shit actually happened in mid end of 2022. Actually, early to mid 2022. And then into 2023. But it was a part of me thinking that I knew more than a big fella. And because of that, like, I had to go through some very unnecessary bullshit. And I say all that to say is because I never want any of y'all to have to go through anything that's unnecessary. If you can avoid it, why not do that? Why not? It makes the best sense to just listen. Listen. We gotta understand, we don't know everything. We haven't been everywhere. There's been people around who have been here, lived longer than us, seen more things that we have seen. We need to listen. The listening will take you far, just as well as the gratitude will take you far. So, bringing it back to the waiting room. So now I'm in this waiting room, and God is having me to basically get back to myself. So I'll say from end of 2022 to 2023, God had me working on myself real heavy, real heavy. He had me eliminating people real heavy. And that's another part of the process. Sometimes when you're in this waiting room, remember in the very beginning of this recording, I'll let y'all know, sometimes it's for your protection. Sometimes it's so that you can think, because you wasn't able to think when you was out, when He was letting you be free and do what you wanted to do. Somewhere along the line, you wasn't doing something right. So He sat your ass back down. And that's exactly what he did for me. But eventually, my big dog, Big G, big fella, He let me out. He let me have some fun. And I got back to me. And a lot of y'all, like, again, I said, like, a lot of y'all just don't know unless you actually know me. And I just, honestly, right now, I don't feel like completely going into everything. One day in one of these episodes, we may get there. We may. But now, bringing it back to the waiting room. So now I'm in a point where I'm actually sitting in the room with the doctor. Like, at this particular time, like, I'm sitting in a room with the doctor, okay? So I'm now, like, I'm out of the waiting room. I'm chilling. I'm living life. I'm enjoying life. I'm getting back to myself. I'm loving on the people that's loving on me. And I'm happy. Look, and I look good. Okay? Let me stop playing before I have another nip slip. But I say all these things to say, no matter where you are on your journey, what it is that you're currently doing right now, at some point in time, you're going to have to wait. And you just have to learn how to embrace whatever is happening in that moment. If you don't take anything else from what I've said, just learn how to embrace what is happening, no matter how good that thing is, or no matter how bad whatever it is that you're experiencing in that moment, embrace it, learn from it, grow from it, so that you can help somebody else. Because our lives is not about us. Everybody around here walking around like me, I run the show, I do this, I do that, like, no. Hell no. That's not how this shit works. It's not how it goes. Like, God is going to work on you so that you can help somebody else. He's not going to work on you for you to go out here and think you're big popping, to think you're big shit, and that now you know everything. No. Yes, I have another sip of my wine and another one. But the reason we go through these things, honestly, it's to help somebody else. And it's always to get them moving forward on their journey so that they can help the next person. It's literally like almost like a domino. Like, y'all ever seen like the dominoes be lined up and then like somebody just press one of them and they all just start falling? That's kind of what this shit is like. It's literally like, okay, you go do the work for you. After you do your work, I'm gonna let you out. You gonna come out this waiting room, you gonna have some fun, you gonna be big shit, you gonna be big popping for a little bit. But then I'm gonna have to reel your ass back in. And once he reel you back in, and you're back in the waiting room, and you're on to your next phase, this next shift, just understand it's okay. And it doesn't matter if it happens back to back to back to back of you being in this waiting period. Majority of the times, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because it's showing you your growth. It's showing you that, okay, I've learned X, Y, and Z. I've applied it to where I needed to apply it to. So now I'm able to move forward. Now I'm able to move on in a journey and help out that next person. But when we're in these moments where God is having us to wait, or the universe wants us to wait, or even your maker wants you to wait, you're still able to help others. Because remember, just because you're sitting there in your personal waiting room doesn't mean that you ain't been through shit before. Doesn't mean that God ain't bought you out of stuff before. And it doesn't mean that you can't help the next person. So when you're in these moments, or in these waiting phases, show gratitude, still help others, still be a light, still be joy, be peace, be love, be kindness, be everything amazing, be every single thing that you could be for yourself. And go and help other people. Don't be selfish. Don't think, okay, well, God helped me through that, So I know everything that I need to know about that. And then when he worked me through whatever it is that I'm sitting in this waiting room for, then he gonna make me better in this too. But I don't have to share what I know or what I've learned. Like, don't be one of those people, because once you start to be that, God will literally pull that rug right from under your ass and sit you down. Sit your ass all the way down, okay? And then you'll be sitting like, oh God, well, why this, why that? And it's not the whys as far as like you figuring the shit out while you're there. It's more so the why of, well, God, I this, I that. So what? Like, no. God not playing with us. Universe not playing with you. Your maker not playing with you. It's not a game. We're not here for ourselves. We're really not. So that whole phase of November 2021 until now, February, because remember again, today I'm recording February 28th, 2024. You guys will hear this on March 1st, 2024. Through all that time, God has had me to be in a waiting phase, but he has also had me to help other people along the way of me waiting and my own personal waiting room. And honestly, to be 100 with y'all, while I was waiting in my waiting room and I was helping other people, it really helped me to do better and to get out of what I needed to get out of, so that I can move past that first waiting room and move over into the next one. And then move over into the next one and then the next one to be right here where I'm at now. So I am thankful. And if y'all just, again, I'm always saying, like, that's one thing I always say. If you don't take nothing else from me, I hope you take la da 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 da. And that's why I always say, like, with these podcasts, make sure y'all got y'all pens, your paper, your note section, your tablet, something, because I'm always going to say something that is going to be useful for you. And if it's not useful for you, I promise you it's going to be useful for somebody that you know in your life. And it's going to be something that you can be able to apply to your life or provide it to somebody else so that they can apply it to theirs. And you know what? I'm not even going to keep going forward with this. Like, we're in a great space. I just want to thank all of y'all. I know this is for some of y'all, this is the very first episode that y'all have ever heard of mine. We're changing things and we're doing things a little bit differently from before, but that's fine. That is fine. You're still going to learn. You're going to laugh. You're going to feel like you're chilling with your homegirl, because you are. But until the next time, oh, I am tripping. Let me plug in my socials. So if you are not following the podcast, follow me on Instagram. It's at AmberDiaries. Amber Diaries. And then there's, ooh, let me get my life. I believe there's 3 underscores. But you know what? Nevertheless, I'm going to make sure I have everything tagged so that y'all can connect with me on social media. Stay updated with everything that I have going with the podcast. Stay updated with me. I want to thank you all for listening. And again, these episodes will be coming to you once a month now. But not, let's not get greedy. We'll work our way on up there, but once a month for now, y'all will definitely be continuing to get these episodes from me. So again, to my dang ones, thank y'all so much for coming back. To everybody that is new here, thank you for being here. And I hope you loved it.